Hello, hello. Yeah, here. I just wanted you all to know that we'll be attending the Bellingham Pagan Market once again on the 19th of December. We'll be there to hand out free character tarot card stickers. The Bellingham Pagan Market is a team of individuals from diverse backgrounds, pagan and otherwise, trying to bring together a community here in the Pacific Northwest. They believe in equality, representation, and acceptance, which is also our thing. In creating this market, they want to bring together those who feel like they're daring in the outskirts of society, who don't quite know who to go to for questions, or people who want to find a community around their craft. They will be hosting a market every couple months to align with witchy holidays. I think that's pretty cool. Anyways, enjoy the episode. Cheers, cheers!
Are you ready?
I think so. How do you prepare to maybe see your friend who's been missing for a year? Who you thought was dead until, like, a week ago?
If I had the answer, we'd probably already be out there.
Let me park first.
It's just... this never actually seemed possible.
Okay, well, deep breaths. It's our big chance to find her.
Last chance.
Let's go. Lock it.
It's pulling into the fair, all right.
Then I guess we're in the right spot. I always wanted to go on a fun little fair date. Play a ring toss game, win each other oversized elephant plushies. I guess that's not happening tonight, is it?
Don't worry. We'll go to a fair when this is all over. We have the rest of our lives.
You're right. Te quiero.
I love you too.
The locket's pointing towards the center of the fairgrounds.
Well then, let's go get our tickets and get in there.
Let's go get our girl.
Gea Arce and Maya Apabu present. Road X. Episode 15. The Tunnel of Love.
So, this was supposed to be the home stretch of the trip. And, as you may have gathered, it wasn't the end. I don't want to say too much. I don't even know what to say. Maybe just that I wasn't expecting any of this. I thought we'd find her and get her in the van and drive home. It was naive to think that it'd be that simple. But back then, a man could dream.
Behind here, I guess.
Are you sure?
That's where it's leading me.
Well, do we think Ashley's hiding in one of these booths?
Let me just give the locket a little reset.
Does shaking it work?
It's pointing that way now, so maybe.
It's worth a shot.
Hey, maybe we should stop for corn dogs or beaver tails? Poutine?
I want to find her before the direction changes. We can double back for fair food.
We can share a beaver tail later.
Okay, I'll take that deal.
And nothing here either.
It's a big fair. It's possible to look, it's just getting confused.
Besides, maybe we should put it away. I'm a little nervous about attracting some thing again. I'm already gonna have to get my wheels realigned after running over La Llorona so many times.
Because that was the only issue. Yeah, sure. Let's just rely on good old-fashioned intuition, I guess.
I know we're supposed to be looking for Ashley right now, but my stomach growls are louder than the screaming kids. Can we please stop for poutine?
Anae! No, we're not stopping the search just for poutine. You know it's just fries and gravy and cheese, right? You could make that in the van, in your shitty little van microwave, on your shitty little van stove, with your shitty little van oven, if you really wanted to. But no, you've never learned to fucking cook for yourself a day in your life, and I was putting my search on hold.
Thanks for the poutine.
No problem, Yamar.
I'm surprised you didn't get soup, since you're so obsessed.
Fairs don't usually have soup.
We passed a soup bread bowl place.
We did? Damn it.
Anyways, too late now.
Step right up, only $2, that's right, $2 to throw darts at balloons. Would you like to try your hand, my friend?
Oh, I, don't...
Sorry, no, thank you.
Step right up, don't be shy. It's the game, we're always a winner.
She's not back here either.
Let's keep going. Nobody back here.
Why would we even check behind the bathroom?
Just in case. And no one behind the tilt-a-whirl. I don't know what I expected.
Look, let's just go hang out. Try to blend in. If she was telling you the truth, she's looking for us as much as we're looking for her. Hey, maybe we're just running away from her by rushing around and ducking in and out of back alleys between booths.
Maybe.
Come on, you could use a beaver tail.
I'm not hungry.
Then let's go to the petting zoo booth.
Ay, Andy, tienes suerte que estás bonito.
Yes, let's look at the sad animals caged against their will for human entertainment. That'll cheer me right up. Thank you so much.
Look! This piggy's called Piggy!
Aww. How do you know that?
They have name tags for the animals. See?
Oh my gosh, they're so cute! Do you think I could convince my parents to let me adopt one?
I mean, they have an infinite money glitch. They can probably afford these little guys and all the mud in the world.
Fine. I guess you're sort of passably incredibly cute. Yes, you are. Mommy would take you home if there were no legal consequences.
Hey, Rhea, what's that pig standing on?
I don't know. Mommy doesn't know, does she? She has...
That's dried blood.
Oh. Gross. Do you think maybe one of them gave birth in here or something?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if the blood is freaking you guys out, let's just... go get in line for a ride instead.
It's not freaking me out. I'm a little worried.
All the animals seem fine. Look at the Ruby Roo over there, living her best life.
Yeah, I'm a little suspicious of the kangaroo. I'm not even sure that's legal in this province. Maybe it hurt a smaller animal.
Well, I'm more worried that it might not be animal blood.
Yeah, no. I think the last few days have gotten to you a bit, Rhea. Let's go have some fun.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, sorry. I can only put two on at a time.
Rhea's small. She can squeeze in with us.
Sorry, it's safety protocol.
Sorry, I don't have to go.
What? No, Rhea. The point is us having fun together.
Fine, but I can go on my own. Maybe I can see Ashley from the top.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Please, we need to keep the line moving.
All right. We'll see you at the bottom, I guess.
Enjoy, Rhea. Ma'am?
Nice view.
You know, despite it being prairie as far as the eye can see, it's a really beautiful view.
Yeah, I agree.
I love you a lot.
I love you a lot, too.
Hey, promise you'll take me to another fair when this is all over.
Yeah. Pinky promise.
I've always wanted to be kissed at top of the fairy's wheel.
Well, good news. We're still at the top.
You know, you'd think that the top of a Ferris wheel would be a great vantage point. The issue is that from up top, everyone just looks like colorful little blobs. Maybe I need glasses. I'll ask Daniel for his guy.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Did you guys happen to see anything?
No.
Nothing.
Me neither. I just don't know where to look at this point.
Should we try calling her?
Maybe. It's actually not a bad idea for once, isn't it?
Look.
What? What are you seeing? Ashley?
No, not Ashley. Dean.
Oh, I don't like the way he's staring at us.
Ashley's come to him before. Maybe he knows where she is.
Oh, shit!
Follow him!
Why is it always this guy?
Come with me. Dean wants me dead.
Where did he go?
Behind the dunk tank? Shit.
I don't know where he went.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. You know, I might have to think of a new nickname if your big doe eyes are failing you. I thought you'd have an easier time keeping track of me.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Nuh-uh-uh. I'll be asking the questions, Vambi. Thank you. I'm not really interested in entertaining you, Dean.
Oh, I think you'll find yourselves quite compelled to answer.
Whoa. Hey!
Unless you want your dearest baby sister to find you missing your trachea.
You are now entering the Tunnel of Love. Please keep your arms and legs inside the swan boats and preferably all over each other. And don't forget, have fun.
Are you going to tell me what the fuck this is about now?
Yes, just let me... It looks like the coast is clear.
Clear from Dean?
I think so. Listen, Lorena did a lot of wild shit after I left. And it looks like in the past couple of months, that's been poking the bear that is Dean and trying to turn him against me.
Why would she do that? You're her daughter. She loved you.
She was a complicated woman. I don't know what she said to Dean, but he's begun hunting me down and sending me threats. I came here because I was trying to lose his trail. But I don't think I sent him on enough of a wild goose chase.
Hold on. I need you to slow down a bit. He said you visited him in Corroborate, like, not that long ago. He said you, and I quote, stayed a spell.
He would say that. Listen, Rhea, I needed you to be here. Not because I'm afraid of what Dean will do, but because I needed to see you.
So, you have questions for us?
Why, yes. Just one, really. Where's Ashley?
Yeah, seems to be the million-dollar question, doesn't it?
Bambi, I'd hate to have to hunt you for sport because yet again, you're opening your big mouth for the wrong reason.
She's here.
No shit, Sherlock. But where
is she?
You better tell me right now, or Bambi's going to find his head mounted on my wall.
I don't know. We lost Rhea in the crowd, and we weren't able to find Ashley. If you kill one of us, you won't be able to call Rhea from our phones. So, I have a couple questions for you before we help you find them.
Well, now I'm curious. Shoot.
You know, I've never been on this ride before.
Yeah. The Tunnel of Love is so cheesy. I went out once with Jaden just to make him happy.
Is there a reason you chose it then? Tonight?
It felt like the right spot to talk to you.
I missed you a lot. It's been a long year.
I know. Me too.
Be honest, Dean. Are you following Ashley? Or are you following us?
You're smarter than you look, aren't you? Well, I guess the answer is both. Ever since y'all showed up the first time, I've been keeping tabs on you, hoping you'd lead me to Ashley.
By keeping tabs on us, you mean...
Following you. Driving three cars behind you. Planting one of those little GPS tags meant for your keys on the van.
You were stalking us!
I wouldn't say that. I'm not some predator, Doe Eyes.
So then why are you chasing Ashley?
She has something of mine. I'd like it back.
If you want us to help you find Rhea, you're going to have to be more specific.
Daniel, we were friends as kids, right?
Yeah.
When would you say that stopped?
The first time or the second time?
The first time.
Probably around when you turned 9.
Right. You recall that night, down at Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump? Do you remember what happened when I got there? When I found you over Ashley's body? I went and got Lorena. I ran back crying and woke her up and told her something bad had happened and dragged her out to where you were. She sent you back to bed. She performed a ritual. Ashley was dead. But luckily, Lorena practiced a specific branch of witchcraft. Any guesses?
If you say something like necromancy,
That's right! Dear Auntie Lorena was a necromancer! She'd have told you had more to do with healing souls who've already crossed over. But you know what she did that night? She took my soul right out of my body and put it right into Ashley's. I'm a husk of the person I was meant to be. Do you know what that's like? To want to care and love and be human, but to know part of you, a fundamental building block, was taken from you to save someone else's life? I didn't consent to that bullshit. When Ashley visited, before you guys showed up, I told her that I was grieving my soul. But I saw the life everyone around me had lived. Full of pain, sure. But also love and happiness. I'm not capable of either. I didn't tell her that I wanted it back. I didn't threaten her. But she assumed I'd kill her to resolve that grief. So she tried to kill me. When she failed, she fled. If she wants me to be the monster, fine. I want my fucking soul back. Does that answer your question?
I...
Great. call Rhea, or I'll gut you like a fish and do it myself.
Thanks for coming. Have a good evening. Next!
Oh, we'd actually like to take the ride again.
Next! Fuck.
It's fine. As far as we know, Daniel and Nene are off, keeping Dean off of our tails. Is that a Nene?
Yes.
Don't answer that.
The last time I saw Daniel and Nene, they were chasing Dean, so I don't know.
They'll be fine. But you and I, we gotta hide.
Rhea!
Yeah, we gotta hide like yesterday. Come on.
Rhea!
Ashley!
Welcome to Madame Gwyneth. Oh, I remember you, dear.
Hi! Oh my gosh, am I glad to see you here. Oh, this is Ashley.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Why don't you girls sit down for a reading?
We were just going to ask if we could hide in here for a moment. I don't have any cash.
No, I won't make you pay. I'm just filling the call to pull some cards for you. There's some nasty energies around.
You can say that again.
Yes. Well, take a seat, girls. All right. Would you like to pull three cards?
Ooh, I can do it.
The Devil, the Wheel of Fortune reversed, and the Ten of Swords. Well.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
No. It's... the Devil is bondage. You're tied to something, or manipulated into something, that is only going to harm you.
That must be Dean.
Sure. You also have the Wheel of Fortune reversed, which signals that there's a lack of control over the situation, and that one of you is a bit of a control freak and feels incredibly insecure in this situation. There's bad luck circulating, and you don't like that said. Luck can't be harnessed for your benefit. And the Ten of Swords. The technical meaning of this card is a failure or defeat. But I'm sensing a backstabbing. I would tread very carefully. I don't pretend to know the path you're on, but you'll only get hurt if you stay on it.
All right, well, this was fun and entertaining. Thanks for letting us hide out in here.
I am not entertaining you. I am warning you that you are going to get hurt. This is not fun and games, child. And you're not charming for treating us such.
I'm sorry, but it can't be about Ashley. It must be about someone else in our life.
It's all up to interpretation.
Don't quit your day job, then.
Get out. Now.
Rhea!
Ashley!
Oh, come on. You can yell louder than that.
Well, you might be able to. Maybe not having a soul removes a filter of some kind.
You know, I'm getting real sick of your shit, Thumper. Look at you and Bambi. You don't think I wanted that? That if I had the ability, I wouldn't have wanted the relationship with him you have now? What about this fair, huh? You don't think I'd rather be on a roller coaster than hunting down my own soul? You don't think I'd rather be able to have fun like a real person? Shut the fuck up and find Rhea and Ashley.
Maybe we should get back in line for the Tunnel of Love.
We'll be out in the open for too long. Maybe we should run away. just the two of us.
We can't leave Daniel and Anae.
I can't stay here, Riri. Do you have the locket? Listen, I can't explain why, but it's important to me. Give it to me, and I can run again.
Ashley, you know I can't let you do that.
Ashley, Rhea, there you are.
They're going into the funhouse!
Hey!
Sorry!
You know, there's a line.
Go fuck yourself!
Sorry!
I hate this as much as you do.
Ugh, this fair is a joke.
I'm not fucking playing, Ashley! Get away from them!
Well, I really wish you had an axe right now!
Yeah, me too.
I didn't do this to you, Dean. Leave me alone.
Like hell you didn't! Rhea!
Leave them alone!
Would you look at that, Bambi? Maybe after I carve out my cousin's heart, I can hunt down a real deer.
Get the fuck off of me, you freak!
You tried to kill me!
You were trying to kill me!
I was trying to vent to my cousin, you fucking bitch! Put the knife down, Dean. You all think I'm nothing but a monster. I was a kid, and my humanity was sacrificed for someone's life. Haven't I given enough?
You don't need to sacrifice her back, Dean.
I didn't do it to you. I didn't ask you to give anything. Take it up with my mother.
You killed her before I got the chance.
Ashley!
No! No. Daniel.
Oh, go to hell, Dean. Daniel!
We gotta call an ambulance or something.
Ashley, help us!
The deer!
It's not there anymore, Daniel. It ran off.
It's white. Dean's not breathing.
What do we do?
Today's episode was written by Maya Apobu, directed by Jay Arce, and sound designed by Colin Ryan. It featured the voices of Thomas Charles Barley as Anae Dara, Maya Apobu as Rhea Dara, Jay Arce as Daniel Santiago, Jared Cooper as Tim Clark, Roberta Jackson as Madame Gwinnett, Kirsten O'Quinn as Ashley Clark, and Alex Killington, Alex Clark, and Marley Riley as other voices. The script was assistant directed by Henry Green, supervised by Maya Apobu, Jay Arce, and Alex Clark, script coordinated by Alex Clark and Carrie Myers Taylor, and staff written by Alex Clark and Nelson Frofta. It was produced by Jay Arce and Maya Apobu, and executive produced by Maya Apobu. The intro and outro were composed by Rebecca Clark. Rodex is the sole intellectual property of its creators, Jay Arce and Maya Apobu. Check us out on social media as well as our Patreon. We need your help to properly fund the second arc of our story. For just a couple bucks a month, you'll get access to behind the scenes, access to character stories, and much more. We have a Ko-fi as well, where you can buy the tarot cards for the characters. As an independent group of storytellers, your support means the world to us. Thank you so much to all of our Patreon supporters. Jamie D, Savannah Alsbach, Stitch, Austin Cooper, Shostria8, Mariah Adams, Sergio Sergio Castañeda, Jamie T, Liam Perry, Alex Skellington, Nadia Schultz, Sav the Something, Rain Rice, and Dylan Winslow. Thank you so much for listening!
Gracias por todo.